It's hard to believe that this time last month people were debating the cancellation of parades on St. Patrick's Day. Our whole lives have changed in a matter of weeks. Coronavirus has driven us indoors, forced us apart, postponed our celebrations, heightened our fears, and threatened our livelihoods. But it has also brought out the best in so many people, including our amazing health workers, and others on the front line providing essential services. I never realised there were so many Good Samaritans. For our churches, this emergency has seen us develop new ways to pray and serve our communities. It's heartbreaking that our congregations can't gather to praise God, especially during this most sacred of weeks when we celebrate the events that are at the heart of our faith, the suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we journey through Holy Week towards Easter Sunday, I encourage you to remember the sick and anxious, to think of the bereaved and those who feel alone. Reflect on the suffering of Christ who died for us on the cross. But don't forget during these dark days that we are an Easter people. We believe in hope and in the resurrection. So spread hope everywhere around you. Send a good wish to someone you know who works in the health services, or to a delivery driver, or a supermarket assistant or other essential worker. Offer encouragement to someone who might be worried about their employment. Don't forget the charities, including Trocra, who are already supporting people who don't have clean water, shelter, or the things we take for granted. The coronavirus crisis has raised our awareness of how interconnected and interdependent we all are, and it has made us stop and think about what we value and perhaps even question some of the ways we've been living our lives. We still have a long way to go in the fight against COVID-19 and its consequences. We will need many more Good Samaritans, Simons, Veronicas. There will be more sacrifices to make before this is all over. But as surely as Christ rose on Easter morning, we will come through this, hopefully as better people, strengthened by the experience. God bless you and your families this Easter.